Good morning, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. If you're living on the the West Coast or on the East Coast, good afternoon. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a show where I share with you my wisdom and insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. This is where I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this time that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to be specific, and we could get right to the area that you want to look into. So that's what I love to do, and that's, again, I welcome you to join me. And the first thing I do is give you a tip of the day for the first time, then we go into break, and then the phone lines are open. But I do want to give you the phone number so you could be all prepared, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and that's the phone number that you can call and have your question already. And Benny will so wonderfully answer it for us and get you all set up. And so what I wanted to talk to today about, a lot of people are talking about feeling shifts. And I was just talking to Benny, and he was talking about in Washington, there's a lot of water that's going on there right now. I live on the East Coast, and a lot of people are feeling a lot of shifts. And I'm not talking about earthquakes here. I'm talking about feeling very shaky, energetically shaky. And so a lot of people are feeling their foundational energies getting shook up. And so as we get our energetically foundation shake up, we could go back to our old histories, old habits, or old things come up. And what we want to do when we're feeling that is to not shove them down, not think about it, not review it. It's actually a perfect time. Think about, it's like going to the dentist and getting your teeth done, and they work and get the plaque off. It might not be the most comfortable thing, but you know that the results are is that we don't want plaque in our teeth. We don't want plaque building up in our heart. We don't want plaque building up in our brain. So this is a period where we can get the plaque out of our life, and so it can feel, again, kind of shaky, physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot of people are feeling physical stuff. I just was addressing some people that had back issues, neck issues, and that's a real sign of holding. They're trying to make their body feel safe or stable, and so they're contracting their energy instead of expanding it, and so it makes them very tight, and they're having issues within their back and in their neck that they haven't had for many, many years. And part of these habits we get into are so habitual. They're so woven in our energy field and literally create neural pathways within our brain. And so they can seem that's where our energy goes instantly. But the more we step back, the more we look at things with what I call the observer eyes, or with the universal look, meaning the whole thing of it, where we're all connected. It's like looking with at a bird's eye view instead of staring at an issue right in its face. Because that can be kind of, we don't see the big picture of it. So the more we work, again, to balance ourselves, the more we take a look at it as a bird's eye view, or even take to see what's going on with you. And I call it the movie theater therapy, where if you were sitting in a movie theater and you got different characters to play out your life scenario right now, and you became the observer, it wasn't you, you weren't attached to it, you were just watching the movie, what would you say to that character? Let's say Julia Roberts, she was playing out your life. What would you say to her? Would you say, good gosh, Julia, change the job, shift out of the relationship, if you weren't attached to it? When we can practice being the observer, we literally are opening up ourselves to receive different information from different avenues. A lot of times we are so programmed to just looking into what I call one tube. And so that one tube contains our fears, it contains our programs that we receive from our parents, from our schooling that we've had, from our cities, our governments where we grew up with. And so we're programmed, hardwired to be programmed to look down certain tunnels, so the more in tubes. And so the more we're able to, again, step back and look at things in a bigger, broader way, the more we are open, literally. We could literally feel like we can breathe. It brings down more oxygen into our diaphragms. A lot of us, we tend to be very short breathers. We tend to cut ourselves short. So just taking time to get into yourself, getting time to expand your energy, see it wider. And the more you get to see it wider, the more you're able to see different outlets. And you literally are clearing out the static, and you're able to allow pure information. Pure, think of a radio station that is sounding very on, or it sounds really static. We don't want to have the static. That static then creates an automatic reaction of fear. It creates this, we go into fight or flight. So the more, whenever you feel it, it gets the game of the name of the game is how fast can you get yourself back into alignment? How fast can you get yourself back into getting plugged into yourself. And that's why it's so important to have what I call the bag of tools. And I studied shamanism for 7 years, and what we built over those years was a mesa. It was called a mesa, or the medicine bag. And so every time we met and met with each other, and we got different attunements and karpais and learnings, that we were building on our mesa, our tool bag, so we could use for healing. And so all of us have a tool bag that we could use. And so some people's tool bags are empty. Other people's are continually going out and getting different tools. And so the biggest thing that I see with people, especially when it gets to the part where it's like the metals to the pedal, or we're really experiencing stuff, it's we forget that we have that tool bag. It could be right on our hip, but we forget that we have it. Simply even sometimes thinking that we don't think about breathing, that we don't think about closing our eyes for a second and just changing the view. Getting softer eyes is what I call it, a softer lens. So your lens and your eyes and your perception can get wider instead of, again, having those laser beams going out. Laser beams are really good. We need to cut the energy cord from somebody or some situation, but we don't want to look at life like that, because then, again, that's tightening yourself. It's blocking yourself from other options, because what we have in front of our energy field is infinite possibilities, infinite potential. So the more we clear in the heart energy, the more we get our heart's desires cleared out, and also know and understand. And this is not a hoping thing. I hope all the answers are within me. All the answers are within. They literally have a signature. You have your own unique signature, and as you tune into yourself, you get into that heart signature, starts going out and flooding out the energy field. What the heart signature contains is all the information that you desire in a relationship, all the information you desire in a job, in a career. And so part of our gig, part of our learning, part of our karma, literally our collective karma, each and every single one of us is to learn how to get connected with that heart signature and own it. This is part of who you are, and then also fine-tune it and be able to pulse it out into your front fibers. And so we also put out our worst fears and nightmares there. So when your life is staticky, you can simply know that you're putting more static out there than you're putting in a clear radio station, than your heart signature. And so it's not a period to beat yourself up. It's just saying, okay, right now in the arena of jobs and money, I'm a little shaky. And so what am I going to do about it? What tools do I have to be able to clear it? What is my worst fear? A lot of times people associate money on a subconscious level with security, and then that goes to death. It's like they're trying to avoid death. And so when we start looking at it with softer eyes, meaning saying, you know what? Worst case scenario, just thinking about it, we're all going one time or another. So it's like a period of running away and trying to escape for death is just kind of crazy. And so that's just like in the back of your head as far as unplugging from it. And even if you think of the ancient civilizations, they all were looking for immortality. Immortality is what we already are. We are all immortal. We are all eternal. We all are pieces of source and God and creator. So we don't have to go looking for that part of security, and it makes us feel that it's going to save us from like physical death or even energetic death. And so what we want to do is look at our money and security totally differently. When we are settled in our heart and knowing again that we are immortal, knowing that we are eternal, knowing that we are supported and that all our needs can be taken care of, then all of a sudden your energy, instead of having those tubes that look very tight, starts getting, again, wider. Then all of a sudden the universe starts talking differently with you, and then all of a sudden you start getting information different. For example, I had to look up, to be honest, my divorce papers, and I got divorced 10 years ago, and I'm doing some stuff, and somebody needed to see the divorce papers. At first, I didn't know where I put them because I filed them a long time ago, and I didn't want to keep on seeing them, so I filed them somewhere in the house. And so at first, and it was a timely thing, they needed to see them today. And so at first I felt myself getting all wired up, or even thinking I don't even want to go down the road of having to go through these papers, but then I surrendered. I said, okay, stop it. All right, you whined, you complained, and now let's tap into where those papers are. And so I noticed when I was doing that, I was going to places that I thought I possibly put them, and I couldn't find them. But as soon as I sat down, took a breath, just readjusted myself and my attitude about the whole thing, then I just set out and I said, I'm going to sit down, have a cup of tea, just relax for a minute, and just know that I'm going to be led to the papers. And then I went right to the cupboard, opened up, I saw the cupboard in my head, and actually it was interesting because they got files in something that was mislabeled. And so I was divinely guided to where those papers were. So that's just one small example about what our day-to-day things were. You might have to be looking for divorce papers, but we're getting information all the time. We're getting bombarded with information. Our mind static gets in the way, and that static, again, brings us in circles and loops and gerbil rides. And so then we feel not supported, then we go down to contracting our energy, and then we feel like here we go around the mulberry bush again. So every day, put something in your tool bag. Recognize your tool bag. What do you like to do? What's your favorite thing that you like to do that makes you feel, again, wider, makes you feel open, makes you feel the sense that the feeling of love? Remember what you love to do. That could be part of your tool bag. Remembering those times when you felt on top of the world, when you had your child, when you got married, that you felt so full of love. That would be literally a tool, because when you're feeling tight, just review those periods in your life where, again, you felt supported, when you felt on top of the world, it changes your frequency, your blood pressure lowers, all of that kind of thing. So all of that is available to us for each and every single one of us, and it's remembering to, again, tap into your tool bag. Remember that it's right there within you, and remember to put your hand in and start pulling out the tools. And so that's the tip of the week. Have your tool bag. Recognize it. We're going to go to our first break, and we're going to be going back to phone lines. You listen to The Carrie Collier Show.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
What's that? What, Benny? Oh, sorry. sorry. Welcome back to the Carrie Fire Show, and I'm live. And so we're going to those phone lines. And so let me give you that number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. The lines are now open. And Benny, why don't we go to the lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. I'd love to do that. We have Maria calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She has tons of bound energy. Want to see if we can help her out that with that and also kind of find some direction for her. So, Maria, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. You know, I have a lot going on in my life right now, and I really relate it to what you were talking about, the energy, and I just feel like I have a lot of bound-up energy and wondered if you had any take on on what's going on.
Okay. What I'm seeing, Maria, literally I saw your body turning into a ballerina, and I saw a grandmother coming in on, still it was maternal grandmother, but standing on your right side, and she has you spinning counterclockwise. And so I would literally, our body, think of our DNA strands. It goes up and down. It goes across, like doing the crossover movement. And when they tell me to tell people to spin, there's techniques. It's the old ancient yogi technique where people would spin sets of three. So you start out and you spin either clockwise or counterclockwise. And when I see somebody's cord that goes up and there's like a, think of a rope or that goes really tight around the cord, I pay attention whether it's going clockwise or counterclockwise. And yours is going up where it's like your, it would be very beneficial to go counterclockwise spinning, and then it will help you literally unwind the energy. Think of you're sensitive enough to feel the energy being bound up, especially in the first, second, and third chakras. And that all has to do with our foundational energy, self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And when I'm looking at the energy pattern, it looks like an ice cream cone. It goes down to pointy, and that's where, and then your feet are sticking there. So that's the bound energy. So the more that you can even just visualize yourself as your legs standing 2 feet apart, or literally, I'll walk around my house a lot when I'm talking about it on radio shows or when I'm doing a class. I put my feet apart, I put my shoulders back, and I'm literally use my physical, mental, emotional body to feel myself grounded in it, and especially the foundational energy. So spinning would be really good for you. And on an emotional level, what I'm looking at is that the defense mechanism that you came up with since you were a very young child, since you were 2.5 to 4.5 years old, your second chakra showing me. And I'm also seeing a bullfrog with the energy of, like, you know, when it looks like it's have its air full or thing is all bulged out. And that's what your second chakra is doing. And I pay attention to when an animal comes in because it's a message for me. It's a symbol of, think of frogs represent transformation. We could have the polywog, then we have jumping frogs, and then they turn into all different kind of forms. And so this is about a message of transformation. But when I see that bulging, it's also like having stuff get stuck in the throat chakra and in the second chakra. The throat chakra is how we express ourselves, and especially, again, through the emotional body, going back to that 2.5 to 4.5-year-old that didn't feel supported in enough to express your emotions, what you were feeling, and be able to speak about it. And also, not only what you were feeling, but also what other people were feeling around you. When you're really empathic, you could pick up on the energy of the people that are around you, and they don't even have to say anything. They don't have to say a word. You could be picking up on their feelings. So again, there's a sense of pulling it in and having it tight, and it was like a defense mechanism, again, that you came up with when you were younger, and that might have helped when you were younger, but what we forget is these patterns stay in our energy field. And then when we go through different stresses in our life or different times in our life, then our body goes into that. They're roads well traveled, literally in our brain. They create narrow pathways in our brain. And so when we have those triggers, our energy goes back to those forms. So right now is a perfect time to do that. And especially when are you literally feeling knee for trouble or knee issues?
No.
Okay. It doesn't mean you're going to in the beginning. I'm just saying the way that your feet went into, like, the ice cream cones. So think about those cones that are not flat, but you know the cones that make a V? That's what your body's doing, and especially the grandmothers, even Hindu ones. So think of that means, like, feeling happier, feeling like a child, like feeling like, think of having ice cream and being able to go to a park or go outside or having that kind of thing. So it's the pleasures and the small things of life. It doesn't have to be very big. And so, again, taking the steps as far as having your tool bag, being able to literally spin. And so when you do the spinnings, what the yogis taught was that you spin, again, in sets of three. So if you're not used to doing it, you put your arms out and you make sure there's nothing around, physical or around you, that you could hurt yourself. And, again, go slow at first. And you could go clockwise or counterclockwise. And then build up from the sets of three. So let's say you do it, you spin three times, and all of a sudden you feel really dizzy, then wait, and the next day see if you could go into six and then into possibly nine. Some people, they'd have the yogis that would spin like hundreds of times, and it's literally bringing the physical body and unbinding it, and that also works through the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And again, part of this, Maria, is what I'm seeing, especially since August of this year, of your body wanting to create, to express, and again, feeling all bound up. That brings me back down to the 2.5 to 4.5-year-old, where she's looking to express, and I'm seeing you symbolically at the top of a slide, wanting to go down and say we, but feel like I can't go down, I can't let go, like waiting for something, and waiting for other people, and that kind of deal. And so this is where you're teaching your body to go down the meridians, to go down the path, and being able to remember to say we, and literally the word we don't say that enough. We say it when we're kids. And the word we opens up the chakras. When we say we, it opens up all the chakra system. So remember to have fun, and especially when I'm seeing you looking like you're not being able to speak. So pay attention. Have yourself, observe yourself over the next couple of days. Do you feel like you could speak? We all can talk, and I'm talking about blah, blah, blah. We speaking and feeling, speaking from our heart is totally different. And sometimes speaking, especially if it's going to be where people are going to disagree or the words get in the way because people aren't listening, we speak through our energy body so we can speak by example. And so go back into paying attention to different scenarios in your life, especially since August, because this is a huge turning point for you. And that's where the lineage is coming in to help you, too. And they're even bringing, like, great-grandparents. And when I see that, it's like the knowledge for those that have evolved and done stuff earlier to free you from generational patterns where people felt bound. So it's a pattern that's been in the family and that you have an opportunity to break through it and feel the results of what it feels like to be free from that. And so they're, so not only is your higher self there to help you, there's guys and angels there to help you. And again, when I see ice cream and circus stuff and zoos and slides, that's the symbol of the child, is that being able to tap into the child part of you. We all have that child, and a lot of times as we get to adults, we put the child part over on the shelf, and we forget to take that child part out of us as far as the child that stays in the present, that feels, again, wants to be supported. So you're doing a lot of what they'd call in shamanism soul retrieval work, and so continue to work with it. And especially when I look through your emotional body, it looks like, again, a lot of like water balloons that aren't able to be expressed, but half of them aren't even your stuff. And so you're, again, very empathic, so you pick up on other people's stuff. So I think, again, this is a perfect time to weigh out, is this my issue or is it not? If it's not, I don't have to carry it in my energy field. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so
super.
This is the perfect time, like going around the corner to, again, clear out the history, literally, physically, mentally, emotionally, like get rid of things, clear things out, have a garage sale, just get rid of things that could feel like it could weigh you down. And even doing the spinning sets of three, and I just heard singing in the shower. And so just any kind of expression that you can do. If you don't, our voice is our own medicine, and it doesn't matter if we can't sing a note. I can't sing at all, but I know that my voice is my own medicine. And so singing, humming, again, A-E-I-O-U, are all different things. Chants, those kind of things would open up the throat chakra and, again, help express that that third chakra and really balance yourself, and you'll feel much less unbounded, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a perfect example of Maria feels like a lot of people right now. And again, when we do stuff down to the physical, when we take it down to the physical, like literally physically spinning, going outside and putting ourselves against a tree, putting our hand into dirt, not only are we involving our physical body, but we also are involving the other parts of the body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, so we can discharge. So a lot of people that are feeling bound up, or I call it energetically constipated, is what they could I could hear sometimes. We all do it for different reasons. A lot of times it's defense mechanisms, again, that we create when we're really younger, and we're not taught to be able to discharge those when we're younger. And so this is where it's never too late for us to be able to start doing it now. And again, part of the biggest challenge that I see is to remember to do that, and that creates a really good habit. And think of getting into a good habit to create a new narrow pathway takes 28 to 30 days. And so make a commitment to yourself that you're going to take the next 28 to 30 days. And this isn't only Maria, this is all of us. And so make a commitment to take care of yourself, to build up your medicine bag, your mesa, and to build it up with things that you like to do. I could have 50 gazillion suggestions, and I do have a lot of them, but if you don't like doing certain stuff, you're not going to want to do it. So what makes you happy? Hiking up mountains aren't everybody's gig, but going to the beach might be something. So start thinking about those things that you like to do, what resonates with you, and then you're going to be more likely to do it. And again, there are a lot of different techniques, and when you take it down to the physical, and even that spinning one is an old one, that goes back way, thousands and thousands of years. And so it doesn't have to cost a lot. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. And so when we get in habits of those, a.m. and p.m., and again, do the middle of the day check-in, meaning checking literally as far as taking a pause during your lunch break and see, how am I doing today? And not in a critical judge way, but in an excited way. How am I putting my energy out? Am I putting my energy out in a clear, concise way that is an expression of myself, my higher self, who I see and want to know myself to be, my higher essence? Or am I putting a lot of static and chaos and drama out? And if I am, I'm going to whip it around and go back into from lunch and start putting a different energy in. And it's a process and it's a practice, because a lot of times we're getting rid of changing habits that have been in us for a very long time. Sometimes they come in even in utero. But nothing is, it's never too late, is what I always tell people, as far as for us to change. Every day is, we're at a crossroads zero point. So we're going to go to another break. I'm with you for another half hour. Our phone lines are open. You're listening to The Kara Conner Show. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we are live taking your calls. And Benny, speaking of calls, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I would love to do that. Let's head eastward towards Maryland in Lanham, Maryland. We have Helen standing by. She is having some issues with her friend Corey. They want to see if you can help her work them out and come to hopefully an appropriate resolution. So, Helen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Helen.
Hi, Helen. What's going on?
Well, I've been hearing some things about my friend Corey that he's been having a family problems and drinking. And before that, me and him, we were in an argument in June 2009 to mid-December 2009. And I haven't spoken to him since and stuff, like, recently last night to tell him, like, I know the truth now. And I don't know what he thinks of me. Like, I want to know, like, what's going to happen between me and him? Will we ever speak to each other again? Uh-huh. What are his true feelings about me?
What?
And what's
Helen, right now, this period of 209 is, and especially 207 to 209, is a period of, like, endings to allow new beginnings. So a lot of times we have to be willing to let go of something to allow the energy of new beginnings to come in. And sometimes that can be hard, especially if we're friends with somebody. But especially when you're talking about, like, drinking and alcoholism and or behavior, you want to ask yourself as far as it's not judging somebody, but everything is energy and everything affects us. And so I came from a family of alcoholism big time. And so I had to make a choice as far as do I want to be around that energy and that drama and that and just that heaviness, or do I want to do something else? And I still see family members, but whenever any of that stops up, I just back away. So I had to absolutely change things around. But for a while, I had to back up big time and allow myself to heal with that. And so I'm sharing that because I'm seeing the same thing as far as with you and what you want to do. We think of the saying, like attracts like. And so that's a law of attraction. So we attract like energy. But so many times we're so used to, especially if it's an old friend or it's a real personal relationship that we feel really attached to, we want to look at, is this dragging me down? Think of ourselves as a light bulb, like a 100-watt light bulb, and that people that could be doing toxic behavior are 50 watts. The higher the wattage, the more easier we feel life is, and life reflects back easier to us. Like where some people seem like everything is lucky for them and that they're things are going all cool for them. It's they're literally bringing that into their life. They're directing their energy as they, like the master a lot of the times. And so that's what the biggest thing that I'm seeing a grandfather, and actually going back a bit into Corey's side, where think of that, you guys definitely have soul group, soul mated relationship. And so there's times when people come into our life for a reason, season, lifetime. For some people come in for a reason, some a season, and some a lifetime. So be able to step, go, let go, and really ask yourself, because what you're doing is building up your own self-esteem, your own self-worth, and say, do I want to get to, or pay attention to how it feels when you get dragged into the drama and the trauma. Because when we step back, what we're literally doing, it's a lot of times it's the most sacred thing we could do for the person, because we're all connected and interconnected, and even death doesn't stop our connectedness. And so if we're all a piece of God's source, then there's that place where we're all connected. So being able to say, okay, I might not be connected to you physically, but I know that I'm connected to the part of you. That's the angel self is what I call it, angel self to angel self. So we might not have a physical connection, but there's a place where I can be sure where I connect to the angel self, and the angel self, you see yourself as whole, and they see their self as whole. So if the person doesn't see their self as whole, if we support that and trying to go down to their drama and their trauma, we're saying, yes, I agree, you're not whole, but I'm also saying that I'm not whole either. So we want to go back to our wholeness, our holiness, and each and every single one of us is whole and holy and a piece of source and God, and nobody has any more God than anybody else. And so our job, all of our individual jobs are to, like, understand that and know this and treat ourselves like that. And so then all of a sudden when you notice that, Helen, all of a sudden it's, like, easy to let go, but also as far as allowing new beginnings, a lot of times when I've seen people walk, step back, and let go from the situation, it allows, again, the person to say, hey, wait a minute, I missed that person, and I want to be able to take the steps to be able to be around them, because I know that what you're doing is holding healthy boundaries for yourself, because you care about yourself so much that you don't want to get pulled into the other stuff. And so you're on a it's multi-leveled. And so you're showing them that not only do you care about yourself, but you're also allowing them to want to step out of that toxic behavior too. And again, it's not judgment. We all come in with themes. We all have our lessons here. But it's how we manage our energy is the biggest thing, and absolutely affects our family, but and our friends and everyone around us. But we doing it by example is the best way to do it, because people start noticing that we feel lighter, that we feel more peaceful or happy, and then we're reflecting that they can do that too. They can follow the same behavior and whatever makes them happy. But it's not our job to carry people. And so many times we're taught to carry people along. We have to carry them up or carry them over or drag them along, and we can't change people. That's the number one thing. People have to change themselves. It's the free will for them too, okay?
Okay, so that means he's never going to speak to me again.
Honey, you're going in and out. I can't hear you.
So that means he's never going to speak to me again.
It's, you know what, I always tell people never say never, right, as far as that point, never say never, and because you never, I've heard of people that, I just had a client that they had two brothers that they didn't talk for, 40 years, and they end up making up, so never say never, and they vowed they would, you know, go to the grave never talking to each other. Well, guess what, when the other one was diagnosed with a terminal disease, all of a sudden they really got around it real fast, and so that's a part of just really you want to ask yourself, Helen, as far as what does this mean in this relationship? What does this relationship mean to me? And let's say that they make me happy, they make me laugh, they make me this. And so then you want to ask yourself, can I do that to myself? Because if we feel somebody else fills us up, fills a need within us, we want to be able to fill that need. And then all of a sudden, we don't need that person to reflecting it back to us. And so then we don't need that person. So if what we want to do is fill us around with people that reflect it's an equal balance relationship where we're giving gifts back and forth to each other. And so all relationships go through adjustment periods. And so this could be one of those adjustment periods, but sometimes we have to be willing to let go and let go of the outcome so the energy could come in of the newness to set a new thing. And if they don't do it right then, you're just taking care of your support and supporting yourself and saying, do I want to be around that toxic energy? And if the answer is yes, then that's a choice that you can make. Or if the answer is no, then what you're doing is backing yourself up, meaning that you care about yourself enough that you're not lowering your light to go to be around another person's chaotic static drama. Okay?
Okay.
Benny, I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh, she's still there. Are you finished with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. All right. Thanks for calling in there, Helen. Hope everything works out for you and you move off to a resolution. And it is kind of a difficult situation for her, wouldn't you think there, Carrie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's
mm-hmm.
very, very hard. And one of the biggest things is having to sometimes let go, especially when it's family
right.
members or friends or that
mm-hmm.
kind of deal or relationship people. Mm-hmm. But one thing I know for sure is that when we hold on and we don't allow the new to come in,
right.
we're scared to let go and
sure.
just kind of allow and surrender. Remember that allowing surrender is not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually letting the divine come in, the light come in. And then also not only goes over Helen, but also goes over Corey. And so it lets Corey have the energy of softening up and looking at the whole situation differently. So it's
right.
a two-way street there.
Absolutely.
And I always tell people never say never because I got 50 gazillion stories that people vowed this will never, ever happen again. And all of a sudden the person had a lightning bolt or they realized and we're away. People can realize that they missed us and stuff
there
like
you go.
That. So.
Exactly. And I think it's you know, food for thought, too. Exactly. I mean, sometimes you just got to let those good things go for a little bit, and then eventually it'll come back. And, you know, you've done all that you can do. They've done all they can do.
Exactly.
And, you know, it eventually just work itself out. You know, we only have a couple minutes. I'd hate to get into a caller here right now. Is there any of the information you'd like to give out before we run to a break, though?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. We got the spiritual classes going on, and that we started them this Friday. You could still join in. Everyone that joins is going to get free MP3 of all four of those classes, and take a look at the website about them. With this coming up Friday, doesn't matter where you are in the world, we have people listening in and around the world. It's all about the ancient ones, studying the ancient ones. So this is where you learn how to build your medicine bag. We're going to do an animal totem exercise and also learning how to get back in balance with the elements and learn about, again, how to connect with nature in a stronger way. So that's coming up this Friday, and then we're going to have a sacred fire, and we're asking everyone to bring a prayer stick. So, again, it doesn't matter if you're not here physically. You can be sitting in front of a candle at home and be joining us. And so that's a wonderful one. Then we have another one coming up as far as past lives, multidimensional life, and then we have another one as far as energy beings. So that's the series that has started. It's very exciting. It's being very well received. And so you can come on, join us with that. We also have the gathering coming up, and also we still have the free teleclass as far as psychic protection. So all that information is on the website, and I encourage people to favorite it, www.carrieoconnor.com, and you can favorite it under again, the pushing the plus with favorites. I discovered that. I just love it. And you could always, again, get information, and you could also see where other shows were on, because we do 5 different shows throughout the week, and so we're all over different time slots and periods, and so you can see, check us out where we are, and most of the formats are all about call-in shows, so you could get your questions answered, and so encouraging you to check out that, and it has all the everybody's phone number. So we have a lot of stuff coming up and a lot of series, and also I'm offering a half-off special. So you book a reading now, and your next one you get half off. That's saving anywhere from $75 to $175. And so I give the readings from 15 minutes to half hours to 45 minutes to an hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours. And so whatever you choose, you to book a reading, you get half off the next one. So that's a special that's running now. And so, again, this is all stuff happening, and you get to find out about it if you're receive the newsletter or on the website. So check it out, www.carrieo'connor.com. Or any questions, comments, you can email union1111@yahoo.com. And we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back with you right after this short break.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Ugh, my breath needs some help. Can I get a piece of gum?
I don't have any. Here, try this.
What's that?
It's a spoonful of sugar. I've seen the gum you chew. What do you think it's made of? Sugar.
I don't buy bubble gum. I get the healthy gum.
And where do you buy it?
At the store, next to the register.
Right next to the candy bars and all the gummy stuff? Sugar, sorbitol, chemical sweeteners. You should try Spry. It's the gum sweetened with 100% xylitol.
What's xylitol?
Well, it's an all-natural sweetener. It doesn't just freshen your breath. Spry's the gum with proven dental benefits. It helps reduce the risk of tooth decay, builds strong enamel, relieves a dry mouth. This is serious gum, my friend. No sugars, no sorbitol, no garbage. Which means you won't find it in just any candy aisle. You will find Spry where it belongs, at fine retailers. And it tastes great. I chew it all the time.
But you don't have bad breath.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend.
Oh.
Spry gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol. Tastes great and are good for your teeth. You can find them at your local natural products retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you. Spry gum. Tastes great. Less fillings.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be here with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go take more phone calls?
All right, we'd love to do that, and we have Kathleen standing by. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a relationship question. She, wants it to, pursue into something more, but it could also maybe just be a friendship thing that it could lead into. So we're not quite sure. Maybe Kathleen can kind of fill us in on some of the details. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I loved what you said about it could be a reason, a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I've had the reason and I've had the seasons, and I'm wondering if it will go into a lifetime. I care very much about this man.
Okay. What's his first name?
His first name is Brian.
Okay. All right. First thing I see with Brian, it's interesting because he turned into like a lumberjack person, and then I see him in a red flannel shirt, and then I see it looks like a character from I don't even know when it was. I don't really look at lumberjack stuff, but his boots got very big, like somebody cutting wood or a logger or that kind of deal. And so,
okay.
And his right foot is like standing on a log. And so, what does all that mean? And he actually looks very, very big, bigger than his physical body. Like his shoulders are big and broad. And again, part of that, I see all woods around him. So think of, and he's standing kind of proud. So think of that part of his posture. He's there. The woods represent his even the need for privacy. That kind of deal is a part of him that's very private because he puts it behind himself, and especially in his back and his history. And so. But I'm also seeing that the woods are very good for him. Think of somebody that wants to be out and be connected to nature and that kind of deal. It's very healthy for him. It's very good for him. And you support that. So when I'm looking at the interesting part is his legs, right? So his right leg, which represents his male side, and also you obviously, Kathleen, bring that part of him where he could feel comfortable because he's in his relaxed shirt. He feels very comfortable, and he actually feels proud the way he's sitting, right? And he's definitely going through a growth period because I see a lot of yellow around him, and that yellow is what you're attracted to because you got a lot of greens and blues in your energy field, and you balance each other. So you definitely got the yin-yang thing going on of literally energetically balancing each other, and we tend to do that in personal relationships. We are drawn to where we have one similar color, and then but the rest of our colors, that we help balance each other out. And so you definitely are given what I call presence together. What's interesting is his boot, and I keep on telling Brian, take your boot off and ground down. And it's not only about you, Kathleen, it's about him in life right now and be able to have his foot go down. You know that that rum commercial where people are sitting like Captain's Rum and people raise their leg up? Do you ever see that?
Yes.
Okay. He's doing that posture, okay? So I keep on talking to his energy body and saying, okay, put your foot down. And so, again, this is especially right now over the next 2 weeks into the next 2 months. And so part of him is like doing the Captain with the foot in the air. And so that's like a growth period with him. And so think of the right side as, again, how he defines himself as a male right now. And when I'm asking his body is, why is he hesitant to put his foot down? Because we want 2 feet walking all the time. Yes, we could. We have to lift our feet up to walk, but when he's holding that to me, it means, like, again, to pause, a part of pause for him. And then when I'm looking at the boots, that means to me like a protection. And then he's talking about burned before because he just, and his energy body showed me a fire in the past. Did he go through a real nasty divorce or nasty, like, breakup with somebody?
Oh, he sure did.
Okay, all right, because there's a part where when I think of symbolically, he wears the boots to protect him from going through the woods or through the thing of having to feel like he literally shows me a field on fire. And so, and that's really feeling burned. Okay. And so he has a defense mechanism. If I wear these boots and keep these in their high boots, then I don't have to step totally in and I'm not going to get burned. But this is part of, again, what you're coming in, Kathleen, to teach him that was then. And he is putting it over in the past, but his eyes did align to that when I told him to take his boots off. I'm like, what is the major theme for you to not to? But it's not only about that relationship. It's his sense of loss of control because he shows me this fire that's just running crazy. So that means to me I'll lose myself. So my boots keep me in control or keeps me in my foundational energy, and it feels scary to me to feel out of control. And then it goes back down to another fear way down deep in his root chakra of as far as whenever I see Mother Nature, it's a very big symbol for me. It means having him, especially like having that I'll be castrated. The person, if somebody sees me, especially a woman, totally sees me, I could possibly be that they would reject me. So I'm going to be guarded up before I can get rejected. But this is, again, a theme that he came in here to lose, and that he's working on that, and he is working on it, because when I align him with you, I'm seeing him standing there in front of you. And actually, Kathleen, over the last 2 weeks in particular, into the 2 months, have you been trying to pull him in? And then I see his right side being like he's kind of going away, but it doesn't. It's nothing with you personally. That could be work has taken away. Other situations are having him distracted. What's going on the last 2 weeks in particular?
Well, you're right on about everything you've said. It's amazing. And there, just life has accelerated in the last 2 weeks. And he's, you know, a lot of new ground is being exposed. And it's so interesting that you use the metaphor for the boots, because he's a builder and he's been out of work now for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
But he still wears his steel-toed boots.
The boots, yeah. Oh, it's no mistake. When their body shows me everything, I tell people I'm not just doing this as an analogy. I'm literally reading it from their energy fields, and it's no surprise that he's showing me boots. That's why people pay attention to every single thing that I'm saying, because, again, I'm just reading his energy, even down to the lumberjack, even down to the fire, even down to the you know, Captain Rum thing. And so all of that is a message. It's like spirit speaks in 1,000 words, or a message says 1,000 words, but his biggest period, again, over the last 2 weeks, and the way he puts his heart over to, like, what I'm doing energetically is lining you up and see what his heart does, and then, especially, again, the last 2 weeks, he takes the right part of him, and he's looking out, like, over the yonder, not looking at the fire anymore, looking yonder. So that means to me, again, over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, and it's not even going to be into the next 2 months, if him, again, deciding what he's going to do here, does he feel safe and really feeling like he has a process right now of clearing out the past, and that means past hurts, past burns, and going back to when somebody feels like a builder loses their job and they're not working, they can feel energetically castrated, right? And so it goes back to old patterns of that, where anywhere in his life he felt like he was not be able to contribute. And so the boots helps him. Even wearing the boots is a defense mechanism for him to still feel like he's still connected, you know what I mean? So in a way. But when it comes down to as far as with you, because over the next 2 weeks, 2 months, when you sit there and hold space for him, Kathleen, mean, like, just let him have his process. And again, when somebody's going through a period, as far as like when I see somebody standing behind somebody and having their arms open, it's like supporting him, having no attachment with as far as where things go. But you're not going to have to wait for another 3 years to see where things go, because what I'm looking at over the next into the next 2 months, you'll see if he can turn himself around, because he's really at crossroads, cross point, to be able to clear out things in his past, to be able to go into a relationship. And that's why you came in to him to learn how to get into it. Like, it's a different kind of relationship. It almost goes off as far as with Helen and Corey, where when we have like breathing room or being able to support somebody and step back and, again, kind of let go of outcome, I see that there's a part of him that he does feel comfortable with you, because he's shown me that shirt. He's in the woods is very significant. And I could go on and on about what everything means, but just to keep it short, over the next couple of weeks, again, support him and look at him, because there's a part where I see him turning around, and there's a part where he is cuts himself off first. It's like he thinks you're going to reject him so he could pull back before you could reject him. You know what I mean? And so why you're just opening up and showing him support and just, letting him speak, talk, or sometimes not talking is talking a lot. So showing your support again energetically, because then I see his shoulders going back, because there's a part where you're teaching him that he doesn't have to, again, pull back and reject himself before he has to do anything else. So then when it comes into the holidays, I see him walking in and stepping closer. So that means to me, as far as being able to get through this process, having him, especially because I see it's more mostly outside stuff that's bothering him, to be able to, when it gets into end of March, December, January, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
2 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is there an anniversary around the December, January thing?
Well, December is my birthday, and you know, it's been last birthday he brought a puppy into our relationship, literally.
It's been a what?
Last year at my birthday, he brought a puppy into the relationship.
How nice.
Well, it really changed the dynamics of the relationship. It made it feel more like a parenting situation. It was very interesting. And now we started dating in November.
Okay, all right. So that's why, you know, this is where. So, but this right now is a point, again, especially when it comes to your birthday and the holidays, that I see him going there and and being able to step forward and close to you. So he's going to be able to, you're going to be able to feel and see whether it goes up. So think of the dog as a huge indicator as far as where the relationship is going. And what you're doing is you're saying, I want you to go up to this level where we can start with, like, it feels like a new beginning. And part of him is looking at aligning himself up to what you want in that relationship. And so, and there's a part where he's working at that. And again, the more you give him space and just give him letting go of the outcome, you want him totally. You don't want him with the shoulder looking off yonder, because that means he's not even able to step into it totally. You know what I mean?